Welcome back to The Monsters Among Us. If you are new here, my name is Kate Moser, and each week we explore the question, are monsters real? It was brought to my attention that there is another podcast called Monsters Among Us. When I picked the name of mine, I had no idea there was another with the same name. I checked it out, and he is really good. He talks about the weird and unexplained. You can check them out on Apple Podcasts and most other podcast apps. And to the fans of the other Monsters Among Us, I can assure you I was not trying to clickbait when I made this podcast name. Anyone that knows me knows that I started this podcast strictly for fun and for something for my students to use for reference. I honestly didn't think that I would get listeners other than my friends, family, and students. So thank you for my monsters far and wide for tuning in each week. Okay, on to business. Today's episode is going to be a little different from our normal. I was scrolling through Reddit looking for episode ideas and came across a short story I had to share. This story is titled 19 Chestnut Street, written by Creepy Geeksta. I will credit this user in the description so that you can check out more of their stories. I hope you enjoy this spooky read. Sit back, get comfy, because here we go. Warning, this episode contains graphic material with talks of suicide. Listener discretion is advised. I'm recording this episode outside today, so if you hear background noise or that pesky little bird that keeps chirping, I apologize. I've been staying in this house for some time now. I grew up here, so I know every nook and cranny of this house. My parents moved out a while ago, leaving me here to take care of the place, I assume. They didn't say anything to me, they just packed their stuff and left. I guess they rent it out from time to time, as I've seen many people come and go. Some were cool, some were assholes. But all in all, it hasn't been that bad. I stay in the attic. I turned it into a bedroom a while back. It's a little cramped, but how much space does a guy like me really need? Sometimes, when I'm bored, I like to sit up there and reflect on some of the people I've come in contact with during their stay here. Like the businessman, Mr. Reynolds. He was cool. Mid-30s, ladies' man. Kept this place looking sharp. For the ladies, of course. He was always talking to some Chinese-looking guy on what he called his laptop. I don't really know what that is. Then, one day, he just disappeared. Some people came and took his stuff shortly after that. I wonder whatever happened to him. Anyway, then there were what I like to call, for lack of a better term, the high guys. Two stoner buddies that like to sit around all day, drink beer, play video games, and get stoned. Who am I to judge anyone? To each their own, I always say. But they trashed this place. I can't have that. I tried everything I could to get them out of here, but they were so high, most of the time they thought I was a hallucination and laughed it off. I stayed in my room the day the cops came to the house and took them away. Who's laughing now? There have been many families move in and move out. Most of them don't stay for too long. Moms and dads with a couple kids, sometimes just moms and kids, sometimes just dad. Aside from a few screaming matches and the sounds of lovemaking on occasion, we all seem to get along pretty well. I really enjoyed playing with the kids, though. They're so much fun, playing hide-and-seek, duck-duck-goose, games like that. It made me feel alive. I really miss those kids. But now there's Susan. She moved in about 6 months ago. Susan is amazing. She's single with no kids, though she does have a cat, Oscar. Oscar doesn't like me at all. Every time I come into the room, he stands up, curls his back, and hisses at me like he's ready to attack. I don't want any trouble, so I just leave Oscar alone. Susan goes to work early every morning and doesn't return till late at night, sometimes after dark. I don't really know exactly what she does for a living, but I'm sure I'll find out eventually. She spends most of her days off just watching Hallmark movies and eating lots of ice cream. I don't understand why, but as pretty as she is, she can do whatever she likes. Susan is about 5'4" tall, late 20s, maybe early 30s, with beautiful long brown hair, these amazing green eyes, and a voice like an angel. It doesn't hurt that she's chunky in all the right places either. No disrespect to any of you ladies. Susan may be one of the most beautiful women I have seen in a long time, but her housekeeping skills leave a lot to be desired. It's not that she's a slob or anything, it's just that she doesn't like to clean up after herself very well. So, on occasion while she's at work, just to help out, I'll pick up the cups and dishes from around the house and put them in the sink, pick up her clothes. I don't know what kind of perfume she uses, but damn, does it smell good. Anyway, I'll put her clothes in the hamper, sweep up the floor, turn the lights out, things like that. Nothing real major, just the basics. It always makes me happy to see a smile on her face when she comes home and sees the house straightened up. She just stands there smiling and she always says, thank you. Anything for you, Susan, anything. I'm so taken by Susan that sometimes at night, I'll go and stand in her bedroom door and just watch her sleep. She looks so peaceful. I would love nothing more than to lay beside her with my arms around her waist and just hold her. Maybe someday. I know it's only been a little while, but I think I'm falling in love with her. I want to tell her how I feel. I want to show her. I think I'll do it tonight when she gets home. What's that? Some kind of folder on the table? HPRC, Hamilton Paranormal Research Center, case file number 137. Paranormal? I've never seen this before. She must have left it behind when she left for work today. I'll just take a peek. Hey, that's a picture of Susan. What does it say underneath? Lead investigator. Wow, sounds important. Here's a letter. I can barely read the writing. I hereby give my permission to any member of the HPRC to live in my residence for the sole purpose of obtaining evidence of paranormal activity within and assist in the removal of said activity. I can't read the signature, but there's that word again. There's more. A newspaper clipping from 1974. What does it say? Yesterday, the only son, Michael, age 17, of respected banker William Bernard and his wife, Emily, was found dead in an apparent accidental fall from the attic door to the hallway below. The cause of death was a broken neck. The incident occurred in their home located at 19 Chestnut Street. Wait, Michael Bernard? That's my name. And that's my address. Those are my parents. What? I'm dead? I can't be dead. I can see. I can feel. I can touch. I remember the fall. I remember getting up. I remember my mother coming up to the stairs crying because I fell. Wait, she wasn't looking at me. She was looking at the dead me on the floor. I remember now. The two men in suits coming over and taking my body away. All my relatives coming over for a few days later, dressed in black, crying, talking about how I was too young to go. Go where? I didn't understand then, but I didn't go anywhere. I understand now. I'm a ghost. That explains everything. Why Mr. Reynolds never answered me when I talked to him. He couldn't see me. He couldn't hear me. Why the stoners thought I was a hallucination, because in their altered state of mind they could see me, they just thought they were imagining it. Why the parents of the children who would play with me always asked, who are you talking to? Then scream at me to leave their kids alone. They couldn't see me either. Why her cat hates me. Why my parents just up and left one day. I thought they left me in the house. Come to think of it, I haven't seen them in years. And why Susan was always smiling when I cleaned up. It wasn't because I did it. She was looking for evidence of my existence. She wants to get rid of me. I don't want to leave. I like it here. This is my house, and I'm not leaving without a fight. She wants evidence. I'll give her evidence. I really loved her. I helped her. I even tolerated that damn cat. Well, screw all that. I've been nice so far, but after this, no more Mr. Nice Guy. She should be home soon. I'll wait right here. So when she comes through the door, game on. Good evening. What you're about to hear is a dramatized audio translation of the events that occurred at 19 Chestnut Street, July 25th, 2018, starting at approximately 9:08 p.m. and ending at approximately 9:27 p.m. This translation was taken from video surveillance cameras and audio microphones placed in the living area, kitchen, upstairs hallway, and master bedroom of the home. Translation goes as follows. 9:08 p.m. Susan Mayer, former lead investigator of Hamilton Paranormal Research Center, arrives at the home and enters through the front door. 9:09 p.m. A small manila folder sitting on the coffee table begins to shake and eventually takes flight in the direction of Mrs. Myers, striking her between the eyes, causing a small cut in her skin and tiny droplets of blood to flow down her face. 9:10 p.m., a large curio cabinet to her right seems to move out by itself about 3 inches from the wall and crash to the floor in front of her, pinning her between it and the front door, which at this time, Mrs. Meyer screams, "Michael, why are you doing this?" 9:11 p.m., a low humming sound is heard. The volume intensifies and forms into what appears to be a voice saying, "This is my house." 9:12 p.m., all lights under surveillance start turning on and off by themselves, doors opening and closing repeatedly. The front door opens so hard that it strikes Mrs. Meyer in the back, knocking her over the broken cabinet and onto the floor, dropping her purse in the process. 9:13 p.m. What appears to be a strong gust of wind blows through the living area, so hard that it knocks over a table lamp and several knickknacks off the shelves, sending them crashing to the floor below. 9:15 p.m. From the floor, Mrs. Meyer screams, "Michael, stop! I know this is your house. I know. Stop." 9:16 p.m. A small cat enters the frame from the bottom left corner of the screen and immediately flies backward off screen. The sound of it hitting the wall and scurrying away is heard soon after. 9:18 p.m. All activity stops. Mrs. Meyer stands, grabbing purse, and says, "Michael, listen to me. I know you're mad. I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay. I quit my job today to be with you. I want to be with you here in this house." 9:21 p.m. What appears to be a large mass of black fog appears on camera, forming into what it looks like a person. 9:22 p.m. Staring directly into the fog, Mrs. Meyer says, "Michael, I can see you. I love you. I love everything you do for me, and now we'll always be together." 9:24 p.m., reaching into her purse, Mrs. Myers produces a small handgun and places it to her temple. 9:25 p.m., all video surveillance cameras shut down and lose signal. Only audio remains. 9:26 p.m., a single gunshot is heard and the sound of something heavy hitting the floor. 9:27 p.m., all transmissions are lost. The body of Susan Meyer was found dead after a neighbor called 911 to report what sounded like a gunshot. Officers arrived on the scene to find the house in disarray and Mrs. Meyer's bloody corpse lying on the living room floor, the victim of apparent suicide. The body was taken to the county morgue where the cause of death was confirmed. The results for case number 137 are as follows. The home is believed to be completely consumed by a malevolent, evil spirit. After further investigation, may result in injury and or death of another member of this organization. I will not take that risk. Case number 137 is now closed and will never be spoken of again. My condolences to the Meyer family. Thank you for your time. David Weinhardt, Director of Operations, Hamilton Paranormal Research Center. I hope you enjoyed this week's spooky short story. Tune back next time for another monster. If you are enjoying The Monsters Among Us, please consider leaving a 5-star rating and a positive review. Thank you, my monsters. Stay safe, make good choices, and say no to meth.